Every morning, we're giving instructions in relationship to nourishing, cultivating this quality of mindfulness. And we began by the quality of presence, attention, in relationship to body. Noticing the bodily sensations as an actual experience, rather than staying at the level of concept in relationship to my pain or my body, or this is a body and we take this as a framework. There's a quality of attention which brings us into the actual experience of pressure and burning and itching and vibration, tingling. So really noticing that moment after moment we can, it's not working, the magic. Moment after moment we can relate at this level of reality, which is not based in ideas, thoughts about the experience, but really relating from that quality of deeper connection, sense of contact with what is happening. Exactly what Stephen was speaking about last night. Mind and body process interacting, and it's not fixed. It's a very dynamic living being that is manifesting different types of experience in each moment. We've been also attending to the qualities of the mind, where there can be a sense of having doubt or aversion, desire, restlessness, agitation, that can manifest in any moment. We've been speaking a little bit about attending to thoughts, noticing the quality of a thought, meaning that we can be aware of a thought rather than lost in the content of a thought. When we're mindful, it's possible to be present. Oh, this is thought. This is irritation. This is doubt. So from this place of stable presence, a mindfulness which is wholesome, not holding greed, hatred, and delusion, we can sense the direct experience and are less likely to react. And when there is reaction, we can attend to the reaction, meaning that we are able to notice the reactivity of the mind. And there's no doubt that this is a big part of what we're meeting. And yet, as mindfulness is growing, there's a capacity to be more allowing, more open, and less resistant. We've been mentioning the aspect of the second foundation of mindfulness, which, if you remember, is the feeling tone. And I'd like to highlight this just a little bit more today. So the first foundation is body, sensations, breath. The second foundation is this quality of feeling tone. And yesterday someone was asking me if feeling was equivalent to emotion. And it isn't. Feeling here is really the tonality, the quality of any experience, which is of three types. There's pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral. It means that with every single experience, in every single moment that we're awake, there's a feeling that is manifesting in relationship to our own body, sensory experience, and mental. So this is very clearly manifesting, and yet so often we're not aware of that aspect that is happening. Why? Because we're often so much into compulsion, meaning reacting to pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, that we're not aware of that quality. And as we refine the contact, the quality of relationship, we can notice the aspect of this feeling tone. And it's quite important, actually, to begin to bring some interest to this second foundation of mindfulness. The Buddha explained in this cycle of causes and conditions, this dynamic process of mind and body, that there are places where we can say there's a weak link, meaning a possibility of breaking the chain of conditioning, that we can really sense that there's a possibility, a greater potential for freedom. And one of these links is exactly where there's a mindful presence to the feeling tone, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, and the next link, which is craving. So just so that you have a clear understanding, there's contact, right? Whenever there is a sense experience, there's contact. Contact happens every moment. Mind and body conditions contact. Contact through the six sense doors. Contact with sight. Contact with sound, taste, touch, or feeling body, and also everything that is in the mind. Contact happens every single moment. Contact conditions feeling, which in its turn, feeling conditions craving. Craving conditions clinging. And that's exactly where there's the clinging, which is the cause for suffering. Clinging conditions becoming, becoming conditions suffering. So if there's mindfulness, and this is exactly what is happening when there's a sense of release, is the capacity for the wise attention, or the trained practitioner that we are becoming, there's a possibility of being able to notice the pleasant and to notice the unpleasant, or to notice the neutral, and just allow that experience to be what it is without falling immediately into reactivity. The compulsion of reactivity, wanting, not wanting, is less likely to manifest. And if it does manifest, then this is where we want to be present. But it's completely possible to notice this quality of pleasant and be mindful of it, and it doesn't feed the craving and the clinging and the suffering. So these are two different experiences. And I'll take an example. When you have a clear sense of connection, maybe with some unpleasant sensation in the body. Immediately, the reactivity is moving away, right? Change posture. So often, we miss that notion and that understanding, that presence of, oh, this is unpleasant. And when you're being aware of this is unpleasant, it's possible to notice that the mind, the attention, can stay a little bit more in contact with what is actually happening and see that it changes. It's a very dynamic process. It's not solid, it's not fixed. So there's a sense that one can relate from a place of greater stability. So noticing the unpleasantness. And then there's maybe a greater sense of choice to be able to shift posture or not. There's maybe a release because of the tendency to hold on, to cling to the reactivity in the mind, rather than stay with the experience of unpleasant. In the same way, one knows wanting as it is happening, and the unpleasantness, how it can manifest in the mind. If there's a bodily sensation and it's unpleasant, we can really sense the impression on the state of the mind. How irritation can be conditioned by the experience of unpleasant bodily sensation. Irritation, oh, unpleasant. So with each and every experience, there is this feeling tone. And what usually happens is that we don't notice the pleasant and oops, we grasp, wanting to hold on, wanting more. So with a clearer sense of connection, it's possible to bring some interest in this field of experience. Yesterday, I was taking a walk, and it was a beautiful bird that just appeared in front of my sight. And we were walking with Joseph, and I just told him, oh, look at this beautiful bird. And I could really sense the pleasantness and the joy that came. It's how pleasant can condition a mind state, which was really joyful. The moment before seeing the bird, there was kind of a really neutral feeling tone in this mind and body. And then the joy was felt, and I could sense it. And of course, it didn't last. The bird flew away. And then the next moment, there was, oh, disappointment. And it was neutral, and it turned very quickly to wanting this experience back. So this is so interesting to watch, to be able to really sense this movements of the mind towards pleasant, unpleasant, which conditions wanting again, holding on to that experience in the mind, and seeing how the grasping, the clinging, can be reinforced when we're not aware of these movements of present, unpleasant, and neutral. So what usually happens is there's not enough connection. We're too scattered to notice the second foundation of mindfulness. And it's so wonderful that when we have the space like here, we can refine our attention to notice what is happening. So with pleasant, there's craving, there's wanting for more. Normal, right? That's what we know. With unpleasant, there's pushing away. That's exactly what is happening. We constantly avoid the unpleasant, and this being said. So it's less likely than when we bring this attention to really bringing in the unpleasant, the feeling tone, we can stay connected and just nourish the mindfulness. And by nourishing the mindfulness, by really staying connected, there's a potential for less growth of the suffering. And maybe even the release in that moment. The neutral, which is often expressed as neither pleasant nor unpleasant, meaning that directly it's a little harder to perceive. And why? Because it's neutral. We're so intensely habituated, conditioned to notice the intensity, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, that for us it's really hard in a way to notice just the neutrality of an experience. And I've been really noticing this, and actually it's Saido Pandita who really kind of made me learn. He taught me how to be with neutral in a very interesting way in relationship to being in the walking practice and then noticing the feeling tone of the touch of the foot on the ground and how usually this can be felt as a neutral feeling tone, neutral feeling, not pleasant, not unpleasant, but the sense of connection, because neutral helps us move into the direction of stability, calm. It's not intense, it's not something difficult to be with. So you can really strengthen this attentiveness and the mindfulness can grow. In the same way that Joseph in the very first day spoke, if you remember, about calming, right? So this is another indication. It's a very helpful way of bringing this quality of, oh, how neutral. Or if you're sitting, just noticing the sensations of hand. Often in the hands, it can be quite neutral. When we don't notice neutral, what happens? Usually we're totally disconnected. And the tendency when neutral is here is to notice nothing and we disconnect. And this is exactly where we try to find a pleasant fantasy in the mind. Something a little more exciting to be with. And it's also the way that we may sense if boredom comes in, it really is an indication that you can invite yourself to be aware of neutral. Oh, this is neutral. So neutral can lead to disconnect through conditioning, the habituated mind. But it can also help us really move in the direction of stability, stabilizing the mindfulness, stabilizing the factors of mind that lead onward to awakening, as was mentioning Stephen last night. So this is an exploration. There's a real sense of being able to explore this quality of feeling tone where pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral can be known without the reactivity. Usually we react to, and here we pay attention. We're paying attention and bringing some sense of interest, curiosity to this aspect, which happens in every single moment. So it's a very interesting place. You know, and you can also, I mean, maybe this is a little bit subtle at times, but it can also be quite gross when you are in the lunch and you see food and nice sight, and then you put, you know, an amount of food that you think is good and based on wanting, and then you notice that maybe it's too much food, right? So the quality of sight, seeing, and maybe smelling, oh, pleasant, this is pleasant, and how much? Then there can be a sense of moderation, and to notice that it's really interesting to be able to watch when you take a mouthful and the second mouthful, and then you've got too much food on your plate. When is it that you're going to be noticing that it's enough? So there are many, many moments that you can bring in just a little more interest to this aspect, breaking the chain of conditioning. I'd like also to say just one or two words about the noting, because a few people have never worked with this aspect. Noting or labeling an experience, as was mentioned, sadness, or fear, or just lifting, moving, placing in relationship to walking meditation. This very helpful tool, and really it's to be taken as a tool, which just highlights what is happening in the moment. So it's not to seek for something which is not there. It really is helpful in the sense of intimacy and enabling a closer contact with what is already happening and highlighting this aspect. So maybe with the feeling tone, the very fact of noting, oh, pleasant, unpleasant, already these two, just helps you highlight and stay connected rather than move, run away, push and pull. Now this note or this labeling can be helpful at times, other times maybe not at all. So it's to use wise discernment, you know, and we learn this quality of discernment with time, to notice that sometimes it's supportive. If there's a clear sense of contact, of connection, then the note may be in the way. It may be really an interference where you're trying to find a word and it's not useful. At other times you may be really scattered and disconnected, and a word, just a note, may be extremely helpful. It brings you back here, now. Now, in any case, if you use this note labeling, it should be really very soft, like a whisper. Because otherwise, it covers over the actual experience, right? So it's something to use with skill, and just to know when it's helpful to take it along and to drop it when not useful. So let's begin our meditation session by settling in our body posture. And taking a few moments to really sense this body contact, grounding ourselves into this body. Feeling the support of the earth And relaxing the eyes, relaxing the shoulders, the belly, the hands, places where we might hold some tension. There's a way that we can feel relaxed and alert at the same time, receptive and engaged. Sitting and knowing that we're sitting. We may begin to be aware of sound in the room. Sound of my voice. And different sounds that manifest outside. Notice how effortless this quality of attention is when sound appears and disappears in the field of awareness. Present, aware, receptive. Becoming aware of bodily sensations as they are manifesting right now. Vibration. Tingling, lightness or heaviness, feeling the warmth or coolness on our skin, temperature. Noticing the pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral feeling. The knowing of it as it is. being aware of the entire body within which breathing is manifesting. Connecting and sustaining the mindfulness in relationship to this breathing process, wherever it is most apparent. Relating to the breath in a way that we're leaving the breath just breathe. It's the natural breath. And also have an interest of what happens to it as we're being aware. Beginning and middle of the in-breath. And the out-breath. So sustaining the quality of presence, of attention, without being over-vigilant that we're creating tension, in a relaxed way. Other sensations call for our attention, stronger sensations, and they become predominant, noticing them. And here again, we can pay attention to the quality of pleasantness or unpleasantness, or maybe neutrality of that sensation. Paying attention to this aspect and maybe there's a way that we're becoming aware of wanting something else, desire, just paying attention to desire. Noticing that it's possible to be aware of desire without reacting to it. Desire feels like this. So also be aware of the mental states, states of the mind that appear and disappear. Them too have the coloration of pleasant or unpleasant. Irritation may be unpleasant. Joy is pleasant. Noticing the connection between mind and body. How when there's a painful body sensation, the reactivity is to not want it. And the difference between the unpleasant body sensation and the reactivity in the mind. Mental state of irritation, aversion. To know the difference. Any moment that mindfulness is present, there's a possibility of opening, staying interested and not identify, not get caught into or stuck into the unpleasant state. Any moment there can be a sense of noticing that thoughts may have carried us away. Sense of disconnect. Lost in thought and the moment that there's an awareness of that, we're aware, present. And here again, there's a possibility of noticing the feeling tone. Pleasant to be in contact once again. Appreciation. This is the mind state that can follow. Rather than judgment, which is just another thought, which we can easily get caught in. So nourishing mindfulness and wisdom. Ajahn Chah says, when you have wisdom, contact with experience is like standing at the bottom of a ripe mango tree. We get to choose between the good and the rotten mangoes. It is all to your profit because you know which fruits will make you sick and which are healthy. Nourishing mindfulness in each moment, leading towards greater wisdom and freedom.